Mitzvah, Papa Rama Karya. Gemara, we were talking about Talmidei Chachamim paying their share of the Chayma. So Rav Papa Rama Karya Chadator Ayasmi. Rav Papa said that because of digging, the Eres Mayim have to be borne by the assignment as well. Amalei, Rav Sheshav, Rav Idi, Rav Papa, Vidomalei Midful. Maybe they'll try to dig a bar, a bear, and it won't come, maybe it won't be water. Amalei, Mishkol Shekel, Naminai. We take on the assumption that it'll work. Midful, Midful. Ilai, Mahadrin, Allah, Nahalayim. If not, we'll return their money to them. Rav Yehuda, Hakel, Igli Gapa, Philobi Asim. When it comes to Igli Gapa, to paying for the security, so that even Yisraelim have to chip in, Alva Rabbanon like Tzrichin Nitirusa. But not the Rabbanon, as we had yesterday, Rabbanon like Tzrichin Nitirusa, the Rabbanon don't have to pay for Shmira. Hakel, the Karya Pasya, Afilum is Rabbanon. So for Shmira, they don't have to pay. But for a bar, for Mayim, they do have to pay. That's if it's not done physically. If all the people in the city go out and physically take part in the digging of the bayrais, so Gemara here tells us that by Yisraelim, the only time you take money from Yisraelim to pay for something is if they'll get a benefit from it. Even though trying is also a benefit, but they don't get anything for it. They don't get anything for it, and therefore, you know, that's the aside of this Gemara. I think I have a bit of a problem. The Gemara says on the bottom of the Yomid, three lines, four lines on the bottom, Ein Poskim Tzedakah Al Yisraelim. Here you have a man who died. He left a Yasim. He left a Yerusha, there's plenty of money. So we put it after Trumpis, Bezna's in charge of the Yisraelim's money, what he could spend money on. So one of the things we do spend money is to dig a bar mayim or nitirusa, anything that's a benefit for the child, we spend money on. What about giving tzedakah? Giving tzedakah is not a benefit to the child. What? So let me tell you. It says in the Rambam says, ein poskim al yisraelim. The Rambam says, nishtata ein nechrash, if somebody became a shaita or a cheirish, and someone else is in charge of his money, then we do take tzedakah, when they're placing tzedakah in the city, we take from the money of the Shaita B'cherish. Some cipher, I think it's in Tshuva Beis, in Arachayim, is Masber, that we could take money for tzedakah from a cherish, because tzedakah is the only mitzvah that it says, B'chanuni Nabazayis. That there's a guarantee of some type of a protection, of a benefit for giving tzedakah. As Yosef says, even if you'll see some people give tzedakah, and you don't see b'payel, you can't see with your eyes a benefit, that's because sometimes they have a veirus that can't pull it out, so they have an veirus that would bring a chesaron to them, and the tzedakah benefit cancels it out. But a cheresh and a shaita, who don't have chatoim, so their giving tzedakah is considered a vadai, that they're going to have a benefit from it. And that's why that Petropas is allowed to take money from the Shaita the Cherish to give it to Tzedakah, because the Torah says, B'chanuni Nabazai, it's guaranteed it's a good investment. Guaranteed that it doesn't go down, it only goes up. You're only going to get it. So I don't understand why Ketanim should be any different than a Cherish B'Shaita. What's the difference in Apotropas of a Cherish B'Shaita that was saying a cheresh shaita does take the money because there's a guaranteed benefit. By assignment, if there's a benefit, we also take from the assignment. So manishtana a cotton a cheresh shaita. Nishtata, he says it became. No, a child is kind of things. It can't be mapped.
Can't be
back. But the Apotropos can be back before him. The same what you said before. Right, before Yassi said that a cotton is not mechayev. Cheresh v'shaita, they're already gedayim. They're mechayavais, but they're anusim. They're shayach to the mitzvah. But, no, he's a gavur. He became mechayev. He became a cheresh. Or a shaita.
So,
maybe every shaita is this way, but certainly if you have an Adam, a normal God who is mechayev mitzvah, he becomes a shaita. So stop shat that he's an anus. Now he's not a mechayev. Maybe. A cotton, I was thinking to say, a cotton is not mechayev. If you're not mechayev, then there's no schemes. If you're a shaykh of a cotton, the Rambam's case is the shtat of a nechrash, you're already shaykh to the mitzvah. So he became an oinus. So he still has schar for it because l'maisa is a key. If this is true, we have to say that someone who's not mechayev in tzedakah and gives tzedakah doesn't have the benefits. That's what we have to come away with. That he doesn't have the benefits of b'chanuni nabazais. On daf dalit, what? Assuming if he could hear now, he can't, but he still can communicate, can let himself be understood. He's an intelligent person, so that he's a god. Today is Charash of Agadayim. Nechrash means he reached the point of like a shaita. He can't say. Who?
The cotton.
You mean he's not mechuyev?
He's not mechuyev. He can't make money, even though he has this.
So then why Charash of Shaita should be any different?
Because the Charash of Shaita, the Charash of Shaita, the Charash of Shaita, he does have the...
As the chiyuv, he's an oinus, so we do it. Why do we take money from him? Because of his chiyuv, or because we're benefiting him? That's the question. You understand? I'm doing out of chiyuv, but once he's an oinus, lachayim is not mechuyev. So then we're doing yourself a benefit, not because he's a chiyuv, but I have a benefit. So lachayim, so we could say, if he's a chiyuv, then there's a benefit. If there's no chiyuv, there's no benefit. The only thing is that that has to do with the Gemara we had on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. This time we had a Gemara. On Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, you'll vaguely recall, Mibnei Na Nenesh Daniel, Mibnei Shesia Eitzel Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, Gemara said that Daniel was punished because he gave an Eitzel to Nebuchadnezzar, who was a Rasha. What was his Eitzel? Chato'ech B'tzedakah Paraik. They give tzedakah, and the tree had a dream that it would be punished. So chatoich b'tzedakah paraik, by giving tzedakah, you'll have a shmira from the punishment. So the Gemara there said that the Nebuchadnezzar, a guy, has shmira from giving tzedakah. And I mentioned that in Machlokes Rishayim. That's over here was the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran says that the Ran is the one who says they're not mechuyev. A guy is not mechuyev in tzedakah. And the Rambam Shita is that a guy is mechuyev in tzedakah. The Rambam says he's not mechuyev in tzedakah. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. He's not mechuyev in tzedakah. And the Rambam Shita was that the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach are only the Sheva Al Tasa. Kum Basay, there are a few that he's not mechuyev, including tzedakah. So, according to the Rambam said that I'm mechuyev, and yet Nebuchadnezzar got a benefit. He held that guy and not mechuyev in mitzvah tzedakah, and still he has a shmira for giving tzedakah. So that's not the way we're learning now. Now we're learning ketanim don't give because ketanim are not mechuyev, so they don't get a shmira. But if you hold that you always get a shmira, whether you're mechuyev or not, so ketanim, you're allowed to spend money if it's a benefit for the ketanim.
You always get a shmira. It's just you can't take money from the kohen because there's a shmira.
Why can I take money from him to put a wall up around the city? It's a shmira. I'm taking it from him.
No, because
you're part of the city. And you also have that. So, Peskalah, everyone in the city has a chiv to give tzedakah. Now, see, if he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, he's not giving
mitzvahs. They don't have a chiv to give tzedakah.
They only have a chiv. Well, we're placing on the city money to try to dig a bear. The cotton doesn't have to give. Unless they're successful in getting the bear. Because a katan only has to give what they're placing on the city if he gets benefit. If he doesn't get benefit, he doesn't have to give of placing. So when they're placing to dig in the air, if they get water, the katan has to chip in. If there's no water, the katan doesn't have to chip in. That means anything that they're placing on the city that he has a benefit, he does chip in. So why, by tzedakah, if you hold that a katan has a benefit from tzedakah, so then why shouldn't he chip in? The chaluni nava zayis. So it's a monetary benefit. So. What?
The pasuk is talking.
Let's say it's a monetary. So let it be monetary. Still, we are digging a bar. Is not a bear. Is not a monetary.
It is. No,
why the chaluni nava
zayis?
So other rabbis, you see, it's not only a monetary benefit. You see that it's an additional benefit too. It's a hagamah.
But
it's kind of pay for Hagana. Whatever benefit tzedakah gives that the Chayr Shaita Kadam gives for, the Chayr Shaita gives for, he also has to give. Granted, a stipler in Brachis suggests that according to some Rishayim, a Kadam is also Machuyiv and Mitzvahs, he's just together Ainus. That's what we tell the Machalik's Rashi and Taisus. That the cotton could be also is the etzem mechuyev, just as it did by this rachman of Hadra. In that case, it's a cheshver. While it's a just a cherish of shaita, not a cotton. So I don't know. Okay, see, the Gemara has one more piece on tzedakah. It has many more pieces. One more piece we'll do today. Rabbi pasach eitzus v'shtei bitzurais. Rabbi was a wealthy person, yarshin from the Nasi, the Beis HaNasi. So when there were years of hunger, he opened up the storage houses of grain for the people. Amar yichnesu bali mikra, bali mishnah, bali gemara, bali halacha, bali agada. I'm glad to have a nice raya from here. People have tainis on yeshiva light that we don't know chumash. Right? Yeah, you learn gemara, the chumash nobody knows. In this gemara, it's a raya that's the way it was. Because why did he say yichnesu? He announced. Bali Mikra could come in. Why did he stop right there? Rishashi is a kasha. Why did he stop? Bali Mikra, anybody who knows how Al Chumash come in. If you know Al Chumash, so the Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, Bali Alocha, Bali Agada, Zichar included. Well, it's clear from this Gemara that there were people that were Bali Mishnah, Gemara, and Alocha that didn't know Mikra. Isn't it finished? That they didn't know Chumash. Otherwise, you could just say Yichnesu Bali Mikra, and everybody's included. No, I'm a Saraya. I'm not saying it as a joke. It seems like the Bali Mikra went first. I don't know. It's the order of. Sounds like from youngest to oldest. First grade, second grade, third grade. Anyway, that's not what the Rishash answers. The Rishash plays in Tzarchi. Why it says Bali? She just said Bali Mikra, that's enough. Avo Ami Ores, lo yichnesu, but Ami Ores, don't go in. Zachar Kribyeni said, but Amra v'nichnes. He pushed his way in. Amalei, Rebbe Parnasayni. Amalei b'ni Karisa, Jalon Chumish, Amalei Lav. Shanisa, you see, could be Jalon Chumish, and Jalon Mishnayis. Amalei Lav. He came, Amai Parnasayach, what am I going to give you to eat? Amalei Parnasayni ki kelev uka oynev. Parnasay, he had Rachmanis, he gave him Parnas. I think Rashi says kelev uka oynev, like on the kelev erev, Rashi says that they were that they're, even though they're the oynev is himself an asar, right? The Shabbat is a Parnas. Anyways, he said, feed me kelevakairis, he gave him parnasa. Basa didafik yasi rebbe v'kamitzdar. Amo oilish v'sati piti la'amor. On v'fadar v'shem merebbe, shemme yedisim ben amrav tamideh hushen. Right, Zalanis v'kamitzdar. Me'yamav, batku, ashkach, amarebbe, ichbisu hakoil. And I don't know why he didn't recognize him. He says, yedisim ben amrav tamideh. Why he didn't recognize him as his Talmid, but okay. What?
Talmud,
you're training
the little
folks,
the
Talmud. Oh, not literally a Talmud.
Why was he dressed up?
He was dressed up, it was Purim. I mean, he disguised himself so he wouldn't have enough from his thing. It could be, he was dressed up. Or could be Rebbe himself was not standing at the door, that they were workers there, but they asked him what to do. It sounds like it means Rebbe himself. So it's a kasha, unless he said he was disguised.
Okay.
What? He had his name. So it could be to know the names of everyone in the class. That could be. Rebbe himself had a big class. Maybe it was his Talmud, he learned this Mishnah. I don't know. Anyway, you all learned this tomorrow, I hope. So they come around in the morning collecting. You give, I mean, there's some people clearly who are Amoratsim. They Kedusha, they don't know to stand by Kedusha, they go to people to Avi Shemad Esra. So there's a Peledika Beis Yosef of this Gemara. Beis Yosef quotes the Ritva. He says, B'shem the Ritva, that Avada he gives tzedakah to Amoratsim too. In this Gemara, Rebbe didn't have enough for everyone. When Rebbe's going to give the Amoratsim, the Talmid Chacham are going to lose. So that's why Talmid Chacham kaidim la'amoratsim. That's why he gave it to Talmid Chacham. That's what the Beis Yosef says, B'shem the Ritva. Anybody know what's shvar about this Ritva? What?
The same thing by tzedakah.
By tzedakah, if you have enough to give everyone who comes around. So, my giving this amaris is not going to make me give less to the next person.
Every person set amount of how much he's going to give. You make sure only to give people
who want. Okay, I mean, but people come around, sure, you give a quarter, you don't make a cheshbon, so then you give. What's shvar to me is two things. First of all, the Gemara says, at the end, Badak Ashkach, Amarebi Yichtesu HaKael. At the end, he let them all collect. So what do you mean he let them all collect? If he doesn't have enough money, he says Cheshbon was correct. So because there's going to be some Tamidei Chachamim that are Megala Tamidei Chachamim, so Yichtesu HaKael. But it's even more shver. Because I looked at the Ritva. If you look in our Ritva, not only it doesn't say that, but it says the total opposite. The Ritva says, the reverse, it says, even if you have enough money for everyone, you don't give money to an Amoretz, because Misha Ein by Das, Asa L'Rachim Alav. An Amoretz, Asa L'Rachim Alav, you don't have money to Amoretz. So, it's a Machlekes, Mekatsa L'Katsa. There he says, that Avadi you give, even the Ritva, the Beis Yosef, the Ritva says, even Gayim, Farnas and Aniyah Nachum, and Aniyah Yisrael. Over here the Ritva says, that you know the fairness. So he says it seems to be what? The Sif Parna say?
Yes.
In the end he was the fairness because he realized there's some Tavi the Chacham don't want to be Megalad and Tavi the Chachamim. So for that benefit, that's what he did. But, so the question is going to be how to paskin. I'm not sure. In the Shulchan Aruch he brings his Ritva. Which could be a two Sifreya Ritva, but comes out a tremendous machlokes. I don't know, maybe before next time I'll try to find in the Paiskin who say more about this. Purim, Kol Misha Pashityak, right? There is a stipler in Birchus Peretz.
Why was Rebbe Mitzvah?
So according to the first chapter is Mitzvah because he took away from Tamid Chacham in order to give an Amarex, and Allah is Tamid Chacham Kaidim. According to the second chapter is Mitzvah because Kol Shvishem Beidas also L'Rachim Alav. You're not supposed to give tzedakah to such people. So that's why.
Then why did he give
Mavkel of the Koyim? Why he gave Mavkel of the Koyim? If I say he felt he did wrong, when he was Mitzvah at the end, he had Rachmanis. The Rebbe was a. So it comes out that it's not a taina. The stipler has a piece in Birchus Peretz on Kol Mishem Beidas Asla L'Rachim Alav. He says, Nira B'Zabezes Hashem Shnei Gedarim Amitiyim. What he calls two Gedarim Amitiyim, two. The second Geder, which is Negeta us, He says, if you have a person shame by das, asal rachim alav, he's the biggest rachmanis. He's supposed to have rachmanis on him. Father, we shame by das klal loy latoy v'loy l'ra because I'm yamek. It's a gedayel alayt to be my rachim alav. Avad, you have to have rachmanis on him. So what is the Gemara talking about? Hakamara medaberes kav and mishayim by das v'regesh lahakir toivah lemeitivin imoy lachniyem efneim. We're talking here about people that collect money and don't have the hergish to be makatayv to people who give them a donation. Lachniyem efneim. Avay they live by begayva ubayis ala marachnim alav. He talks to him begayva ubayis tachas lahakir biyakis levavim shalom marachnim alav. Instead of being appreciative, which calls that chulsha mishan merachma, he thinks the people who have rachmanis on him are weak. We'll pressure them; they'll give him more money. Doing them a favor by collecting. And if you ever had these type of collectors, they say, you know, I can take from him. So he says that you're not supposed to give such a person. As a matter of fact, later, Techla Shaina, he says there are people who come and they say, this is what you gave last year, so you have to give again. Kibu Magiyalai. And you could ask for it. But he says they say it the derech tviya. He says, "Fuye tayv who can kfira beikar, hada mazel kaifa betevasu shal chaday right, lamacho kaifa betevasu shal kainai." He says, "Asal rachim alav." When a person gives you tzedakah, you have to be not only have to stifle right. It's an interesting thing. He says it's human nature if someone comes to you to collect. So the first time, you give him more money because you have a chmanis on him. Comes the second time, the third time, the fourth time, it's human nature to give less. So Stipler writes, Kafi Haragim, Adam Alazem, Maisef Adarish Betaikish, Yazur Vietnulai. Such a person is not appreciated, Darshins with force to give. For Raisa Shimulai Dafka Kasha Betchila. And they say, you must give me what you gave me last year. Human nature is the second time you have rachmanis. Avolai kasha betchila, but not the same as the first time. Falazem is katzev kilo gazlu, and he gets angry as if they're stealing from him. Saif saif dairish v'chayzev dairish. He keeps on demanding. Achav estakam imenu legami. Falazem nasa sayin agamul ametiva. He ends up hating the people who give him tzedakah. And he says, Kol zeh ba idei shirichmu al mishayim baydeya. Lahakatayv. So I know such collectors, I feel bad for them. They attack the poor people. The status says, you're not going to give them tzedakah. What do you do? They come, whatever you give them, you know, if you give them $1, $100, their reaction is exactly the same. So, I don't know. The status says, you're not going to give such people. That's Ein Baydeya, Asa L'Rachim. It's not like the Ritva. The Ritva in Agamara says, Ein Baydeya means an Amaretz, Asa L'Rachim. Is like a darim in tzedakah. Someone gives you tzedakah, whatever they give you, even if you're disappointed, the stipler says that deya means that you have to make a tithe. He doesn't owe you anything. I'm not to give you anything. Whatever he gives, the person has to be a make a tithe. That's what. What? Because he heard the story. He didn't know pesukim, but the story of Nayach even got him. Huh? Talmud Mikra doesn't mean you know the story of Nayach. You know, a few stories. That's not Talmud Mikra. Talmud Mikra means someone sits to learn. Amoris knows the story of Nayach. He knows the Yidman and the Tzrayim.
Well, like
that,
should give a
person
available
maser or
for a moment? So what
should
you prefer?
Kedima. So the shayla of Kedima and Tzedakah. Talmud told me, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have clear rules of Kedima. Even though nowadays people try to take a line here, a line there, and try to make Siddharim, Shulchan Aruch, there are really no clear lines of Kedima. And He said b'shem the stifler that Klai Yisrael needs all the tzedakas, even the less chashuv of the tzedakas. So, therefore, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say each person gives kafi his nature. I can tell you without saying any names, there are a lot of tzedakas that we could do without. They're very nice. Very nice to have such tzedakas. But it boggles the mind sometimes that people think it's a tzedakah, you know. It's a nice thing. A person, it's a chesed. It's chesed and it's tzedakah. If a person is a wealthy man and he wants to give money so that everyone can manicure their lawns, it's a very nice thing. But no one's going to give that tzedakah money to manicure people's lawns. So there are certain tzedakahs which Baal Seichel knows. They're nice, they're chesed. I'm not saying people shouldn't give money there, but they shouldn't give their tzedakah money there. Someone would tell you, we're raising money so that, let's say, I'm not criticizing anybody who did it. I'm saying to give tzedakah money for it. Let's say, for Sifrei Torah for Aveilim in Brooklyn. They raise money, so Aveilim can have Sifrei Torah. It's a very nice chesed. But tzedakah? Was there a shortage of Sifrei Torah in Brooklyn? You have to raise money for it. It doesn't seem there's a shortage. The shuls always had siddurim. There are plenty of siddurim. You don't need. Now, if someone's a Baal Chesed and wants to give his money for it, it's Chesed, there's no question. Even a Chesedim. But when you have tzedakah money, you have Nechrayis on your master money to give it where it's a benefit to the Klal Yisrael. I'll just give you an example. These things are Chesedim. You could use Meister money to give money so that people don't have to schlep a Sefer Torah from the shul, that someone will, you call up a number and they come with a car. That's Meister, that's not Meister money. It's Chesed, that's not tzedakah. It might be tzedakah in certain communities where they don't have it. It's also a question if there is. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, says that the shul has an early level of kedima. Hard to know why. If there's no need for it, there's no need for it. Every chabura that wants to have their own shul, if there's a benefit, there's a benefit. I don't know. If I asked the shul, they wanted to extend the shul. They wanted 2 years, 3 years after we opened, they wanted to build an extension. So I told them, when there's not enough room for people to learn, we'll extend it. So we have a place to daven, so there are enough places to daven. So you could ask, so maybe in the beginning also we didn't need it, there are places to daven. So I don't know, you like to hope that the shul contributes to the learning and other things in the community also. And a chabura that has their own shul, and therefore they feel it's kashrus, and it helps in their avodas Hashem, it's also useful. What I'm saying is, there are a lot of chesedim going around. America is a very rich place. There are a lot of important chesedim. But when you give ma'isa, you're obligated to invest it the right way. The ma'isa, hasachas ha'tayrah, appears to be the highest form of tzedakah. Kamatayrah k'neged kulam. Hasachas ha'tayrah appears to be, and of course you have a chelek in everything. But hasachas ha'tayrah does...
You can't ignore the rest, you can't ignore the 99 other stuff.
All right, so you don't have to give to every tzedakah. You have Titus Hanar, Shabbat, you have a choice. If you like one tzedakah, you only like to buy shoes for kids, that's also a kid who can't afford shoes, that's definitely tzedakah. You can give to whatever you like. If you ask me objectively, to me it seems that Hasukkah Satayr is the highest level of all the tzedakahs. It's really both. It's Hasukkah Satayr. And Ruba de Ruba, the Mechanchim, I need to buy shoes for their kids also. And I once told somebody in yeshiva that if you don't have money, you don't give a paycheck. And an employer who doesn't have money is not obligated to pay. He doesn't have money. He can't mislead them. So the person told me, how can I not pay them? They need money to pay the grocery bills. He knows the rebbein. It's a question whether yeshiva should borrow money to give paychecks. I don't know. But the minute is they do. That's for sure. Anyway, Akopadim, this is I don't mean to single out anything. People who are wealthy people that give to make it easier for Aveilim, that they don't have to scramble to, you know, it's fine. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But I think Roiva, the shuls and Flatbush had little Aroiva specific Torah, and had specific Torah they were using until 5 years ago. So it's easier for people. It's a chesed, as if it's a tzedakah. I only want to bring to your mind that when you have tzedakah, you'll be wealthy someday, you know. someday I'm not wishing it on you, but in the stomach, unfortunately, hope everyone has enough money to live and pay their bills and have a few extra dollars. But, you know, it happens to some people that they get rich, they have the nisyanus in life. And better to have the sign of being rich than any other nisyanus. So, Yitzhak Shem, when you'll be wealthy, just know that it's an achrayus. You have to invest your money in the right place. Yitzhak money has to go to places where it's needed, where it's useful. In America, people give where they're with their peer pressure to give, not where it's useful. And then I say all people, but many people. Okay, we're going to continue. The sugya of tzedakah goes to Chesed and Beis also. And we'll continue in the tzedakah, in the sugya of tzedakah. We'll talk a little bit about the inyan of the yama. Our Purim is almost upon us. Today we're fasting, because we're remembering that Klal Yisrael was fasting as they were doing Mechama on Titus Esther. And when the Mechama passed safely, there was a celebration, and that's a celebration we have. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Eis Tzarahi Liyakov, Umimeno Yimashaya. The pasuk says that when it's a time of difficulty for Klal Yisrael, Mimeno Yimashaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Yeshua from the Tzara itself. So the Yalkut says, Mimena Yivashaya, Mehaman Yivashaya. So this is Haman. So the Yalkut says, Mehaman Yivashaya. That's a very nice question of the Yalkut. It says, V'teich Afela Eira, V'teich Daya, V'teich Tzara Ravacha, V'teich Avela Yamtif. From each thing it says, V'teich one to the other. And they state in the Medrash. The question is that it's true that Haman is a time of great Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, but how could you say Eis Tzara Hi Liyakov? As if every Eis Tzara Liyakov be meta Yivashaya, there'll be Yeshua like Haman. It's not true. There were plenty of tzaras. There were Xeris Tachatat, and there were the Crusades, the Holocaust. There were numerous times of Tzara where Klal Yisrael also gathered in Bate Knesset, so Bate Midrashos to daven. And there was no Mehaman Yivashaya. There was no Yeshua Kam Purim. Purim is the exception, not the rule. So the question is, what the Medrash is trying to tell us? The Medrash is trying to give us a Nechama. It's telling us, B'taych, each type of Daiga comes a Ravacha. It seems to me that Haman is the one case, and the multiple cases are the cases where we didn't see a miraculous Yeshua. Klal Yisrael and Golus have suffered a lot, and the Rav Binyan of Klal Yisrael has been destroyed. What remains is Sheres HaPleita from all the generations. And what does it mean? Mimena Yivashaya. How is that supposed to apply to us? And every generation has its daiga. But the Yeshua exactly, the Mehaman Yivashaya, what that exactly is, it needs a hesber. And without a proper understanding, it's not Purim. Purim not just a celebration like you make a birthday party because once you were born. So parents remember that when he was born we were happy. Even though now he's an adolescent, they make a party. They remember once upon a time, you know, it was worry free. So now we have daigas. We worry once upon a time. That's not for it. The Rashba writes in a famous tshuva that when the Rambam says the Yom Tov are going to be bottled except for Purim, doesn't mean the Yom Tov will be bottled. Torah is not bottled, but it means in times of oppression. There are times when Klal Yisrael couldn't keep Pesach, couldn't keep Shavuos, couldn't keep Sukkos. But the Yeshua of Purim is always a Yeshua. As I state in Rashba, that's what it means, that's not bothered. But in Kol Zeh, it needs a Hezbeh, Mishaz Daigan. It needs a Hezbeh to understand. And you should know that to understand how to behave during the Shaz Daigan is not something you could do then. When Lo Yaleinu, when Tzara comes, it's not a time that a person can be mechazik himself and how to understand it. It has to be when other rabbi, when we're more comfortable. You see, aside, that most or all daigon comes from a toss, comes from a mistake. I can demonstrate to you that most daigon comes from it. Secretly, I think all worry comes from tu'usim, comes from mistakes. How can I show you? I'll give you an example. Adam Arishan saw the days were getting shorter. And he said, oh, my aveira is going to cause that eventually the world's going to be totally dark. It came the days that the days got longer, it came Tavis. The days started to get longer, so he celebrated. He said, I see that this is Tivai Shalayla. This is normal in the nature of the world, that it gets dark and it gets light. Adam's original toss, the darkness, is everybody's toss. Everybody's toss. For example, let's say you have a person who's diagnosed with an illness. He's Molitzar, he's a normal person. He's a Gadladar, so he's a big Baal Petacha. He doesn't have tzar, but most human beings have tzar. So when people talk to me about their tzar and their worry, I point out to them that what's going on in their mind is always the worst case scenario. When a person worries about something, he always pictures in his mind the worst case scenario, what could chas v'shalom happen. By definition, worst case scenario is worst case scenario. It's not something that truly happens all the time. So it happens, worst case, it happens. Same thing, you know, someone's laid off. Someone told me this morning he's laid off. He's dropped for 23 years, he's laid off. So in his mind, Molly Pachad, why, what's his tsar? His tsar is that he's picturing maybe he'll never get a job again. What's he going to do if he never gets a job? That's what's going through the person's mind. I remember once someone in shul got laid off. I told him, I gave him a full year of severance pay. He was employed by IBM for over 25 years. They gave him a full year severance pay. I told him, look, till 12 months from now, you don't have kindness to Hashem. So till 12 months, you have parnasa. So you should be learning. You should be learning. At the end of the year, you know, you'll have a time. I'm not saying you shouldn't look for a job. He ended up getting a job in his 12th month. But he told me he can't sit and learn. It's very hard to just sit and learn the whole year. If he knows he has a job in the 12th month, he can sit and learn. But it's very hard to sit and learn because, man, all these thoughts are going to your mind. You have to be mishtadl. How much can you be mishtadl in one day for a job? That means all the daigis that he had were daigis that were tos, that came from a mistake. Because he thought there's not going to be a job at the end. And it ended up being a job. So let's say I tell someone, you're worried you'll never get a job. You know, I'm a rough for 20 years. And people who lost jobs got jobs. You know, a little better, a little worse, but you know, everyone gets a job. Every competent person at least gets a job. And the incompetent ones, we get them government jobs, not city jobs, state jobs. So, but still, you can't, it's very hard to stop the brain from being daig. The daig continues. So to Yisayid and Chayim, that most daigis come from mistakes, come from tuusim, come from an error in what a person does. The truth is that many aveiris come from tuusim also. I don't say the aveiris that come because people are bali taiva. But nevertheless, many aveiris come from tuusim as well, come from mistakes as well. Again, Adam, the original chayt, he thought that somehow eating from the Eitz HaDaas would be to him something beneficial, and therefore he did a chayt. All chatoim are continuations of the original chatoim, and while chatoim have to them a certain degree of taiva, but lemaisa ruba de ruba chatoim that people have come from mistakes. People don't understand, just like it's the reverse. In the tzara, people picture worst case scenario. They see the tzara as bigger than it is. And the mitzvah, they see as smaller than it is. If anybody would know the chashivas, truly appreciate the chashivas of answering Yehesh Ve'Rabba, someone would know the emes. So he would never miss minyan in his life. He would never miss a kaddish in his life. But when you're in bed in the morning, there's a toss, a certain amount of toss, a certain amount of error that a person has, and that level of toss is what blinds the person and makes the person be a sin, makes the person be a chayka. So that the kaita klola biyadecha, side daiga, worry, ruba de ruba daigas atu'usim, come from mistakes. And averis too, ruba de ruba averis come from a person not thinking straight. But on the that way, most things where people hurt other people's feelings, it's from a lack of appreciation of the person, certainly people close to you. Most tatoim come from a mistake. Haman, what does Haman have to do with mistakes? The Gemara says, Haman min ha-Torah minayim, it's already Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamites. The Gemara says, Haman min ha-Torah minayim, Shenemar, which pasuk? Remember pasuk? Esther min ha-Torah, everyone knows. Hamin, Hamin ha-Eitz ha-Shetzivisicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, Hamino ate ashetzivisicha, that you shouldn't eat from the eight, so chalta you ate. So that's Haman min ha-Torah minayim. The Maral writes in the Zagdama Torah Chodosh that when the Gemara says Haman min ha-Torah minayim, or Esther min ha-Torah minayim, the minayim is that where does this kayach come from? It's not just Tamar Rebbe. Where did the Kayach of Esther come from? So we know it comes from an ability from a tzniyus. And the Kayach of Haman comes from Hamina Eitzah Shetzivisicha Bal Teichu Mimenu Achalta. What is that pasuk? Hamina Eitzah Shetzivisicha. What's that pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Adam, did you eat from the Eitzah Das? Rashi doesn't know if Adam ate from the Eitzah Das. It says by Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bilam, who are these people that came to you? So Rashi brings that Lahatoisai who am I? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, talk to Bilam, Kilu he doesn't know, Lahatoisai, to fool Bilam that the Rabbi Shal Kaviyachal doesn't know everything. The Pasik Hamina Eitash in Tzivisicha is also a Pasik Lahatoisai. That a human being could be in this world. Adam, we don't know Adam's Madrega, and what exactly it means. On Adam's level, we don't know, but on our level, if Rabbi Shalom came to Adam and he says, did you eat? I heard a rumor that you ate from the tree. Did you? Hamina ate, Hashem Tzivisicha, did you eat from the tree then? That's why Tzivisicha. It's a pasuk that's totally not emes. It's sheker, Hamina ate. Hamin, the Hamin is the question, the Hashaila. Hamin, the rest of the pasuk is emes. Hashem Tzivisicha is true that he ate from the eggs. Only the one word, Hamin, the question, that's the Sheker. That's Lahataisa. That's the Taurus. The Kayach of Haman is the Kayach Lahatais Vidayadam. That human beings could be easily fooled. When Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael the first time, Moshe Rabbeinu sat on a mountain and he held his hands up high. So Amalek saw that when his hands are high, they're losing the battle. And when his hands are low, they're winning the battle. So the Gemara says that it was a toss. Yichiyadav shamaisha isis mochama, shaver is mochama. The Moshe's hands do anything. They didn't do anything. The whole thing was a toss. Moshe's hands didn't do a thing. Because the Moshe was stuck with Kafei Milo, and Klai Yisrael was looking up. Moshe Rabbeinu held his hands up high. So what does that mean? That means you had somebody fighting in the battle. Now the people fighting against Amalek and Yeshua, They were all Bali Madrega, but think about us. You're fighting a battle, and you know when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are high, you're winning, and when his hands go down, you're losing. So you're fighting the battle, you see Moshe Rabbeinu's hands go down, and you get depressed. You say, this is terrible, terrible times. It's a sorry Eliyakov. Moshe Rabbeinu, the old man, you know, he can't hold his hands up high. What should I do? He's already in his 80s. And, you know, it's a mistake. The whole thing is a toss. What way is it a toss? It's a toss mitzad the peronias, mitzad the worry. And it's a mistake mitzad the chait. It's a mistake because you're worried that because Moshe Rabbeinu isn't holding his hands up high, that's why you're going to lose the battle, which is a toss. It's not because, it's because of what you do that you're going to win or lose the battle. And it's a toss mitzad the halhaga, the halhaga of a person, copied by Yishalayim. So Amalek, Muhammad with Amalek are constantly to usim that bring about daiga, and to usim that bring about chatoim. The whole mitzias of Amalek, the whole mitzias of the ra klapi klal Yisrael, is a ra that's in your imagination. It's the miyainis. It's the miyainis. That's what the pasuk says. Hashakarcha baderech. So it's already signed the Chassidish Sfarim, signed the Litvish Sfarim. Karcha comes from a Lashon Nikra that Dargad Al Yod, that's his whole piece on Amalek. There's a Shekarcha Baderech, that Haman fools, that Amalek fools you to say things are Mikra. Things just happen because it's part of the history that things happen, part of the nature of the world, the Tev Abriya, that things happen. That's the Torah that we're talking about. The Torah that brings Daigus to people. The Torah that makes people make mistakes. You made l'chaveira, you made adam l'ishtay. What's the biggest mistake you made adam l'ishtay? The biggest mistake of Shalom Bayis is the wife does something that you think shouldn't have been done that way, and the husband thinks that by being tough he'll get his way. Now anybody who's not been oisei maisa knows it's dimyanis. It's a joke. You can laugh at it. You get your way with a wife by getting upset at her and angry at her. That's how you get your way. Just the opposite. If you get angry, then you have to give in. If you're soft, then sometimes you get your way. What's the chait? It's kulei demyainis. It's all tos. The whole chait is tos. And the whole daig is tos. And the whole thing is tosin. It's all. So that's the eis tzara hi liyakev v'mimena yivashay. I can't show you every daiga in the world why every single daiga is imagination. Very, very hard to show you every daiga. But at least the daigas that are on the level that we can understand, we see that daiga comes from tuusim. Daiga comes from mistakes. So the pasuk is a pasuk, the way the Chazal darshan. Eisara hi liyakev v'mimena yivashaya. Eihaman yivashaya. So it doesn't mean that every time a tzara happens to Klal Yisrael, you're going to have a ma'aseh purim, or you're going to see a ma'aseh purim. But that idea, the idea of the kayach of Haman, is a kayach of lies, demyainis, falseness. All of the shtiklos Torah that have to do with Amalek are all the demyainis that Amalek has the power to create. They're all from the demyainis that's the kayach of Haman. And those demyainis are what knocks us down, always what make us, we know in our head we should do certain things and then we don't do them. That's what it comes from. So how do you celebrate Mishas Tzara? How can there be a Purim in the middle of the Holocaust? How can there be a Purim in the Americas Harav this year? What type of Purim is it? So it's like I mentioned, my beloved Tzadik, it depends what Purim, what celebrating Purim is. If celebrating Purim is a time to have a good time, so it's inappropriate. Americas Harav shouldn't have a Purim. If it's a time to celebrate and have fun, so why are you having fun in the middle of a Tzara? So it doesn't belong. But if Purim is a hakara, a connection to a Bayrei Olam, that what we see as tzaris, we have an emunah, a betachin, that it's all demyainis. It's the demyainis of Olam Hazeh, it's the veil of Olam Hazeh. And it's something very hard, because we don't see the world that way. We cry when there's a tzara. We worry when there's a tzara. We're not the G'dayli Adar that could see through the veils. If celebrating on Purim is celebrating a connection to a Bayrei Olam and a betachin in the yad of a Bayrei Olam, of a Bayrei Olam that says to us, Hamina Eitz, is it true? And we say to the Bayrei Olam, you can't fool me. I know you know. I know you know. You can't ask me, Mi Anashim, who are these people that came to see you? You can't ask me. I know that you know. Even though there's a veil. If that's what you're dancing about on Purim, Sadarabba. At a place of Mekas Arab, they should be dancing even more this year. This year they need more to have that Nisayah, to have that Betach. It should be a time of a bigger chizuk. The more fadaigit a person is, the more a person needs on Purim to see, that is, to understand that that daigis are the yainis ruminim. So as we set out to Purim, this is the celebration of Purim, this is the simple Purim, the celebration of the Bayrei Olam. You can't neglect the mitzvah sayayim, whatever degree you stay up late tonight, to make sure to be mekayim Megillah tomorrow. Not falling asleep, but standing up, and if you're tired, you stand up when you listen to the Megillah. And try to get into the Megillah, to tell the story as it goes, and to have a heritage so that you can pay attention to the Megillah. First of all, I don't want to forget to invite everybody tonight to the shul. Some of you remember past years when the Simchas Purim was in my house. There was a mile in my house that was much more cozy, and when the floor shook up and down. My kids used to go to the basement to watch the floor bouncing up and down. You see, that's Disney boys and girls. My sons used to go down, they were excited to watch. I think they were waiting to see if it collapsed. My daughter says it's too scary, you know, she's... But anyway, the shul is a mila, that there's room for everybody. So it's going to be in the shul, Mitz Hashem. I told the people from the shul to come at 10. I hope most of you are involved in the collecting of tzedakah tonight. Usually the shul people come 10 till 11, 11:15, 11:30. By 11 o'clock, the yeshivas start to come. And Mitz Hashem will try to celebrate with the simcha we have and the petachim we have. And try to be mechazik ourselves. Every one of us is going to have times in our life when we're facing this yainus. It's going to be very hard. If you're not mechazik yourself beforehand to know that it's all the yainus, you're not going to have it. I do want to mention a few halachas, just shalai yikashlu, nobody should make a mistake. Purim, first of all, unless you're a Balkaire, I recommend you listen to the Megillah with a Chumash. Unless you're very close to the Balkaire. If you miss a word because of noise or for whatever reason, so as you know, you're supposed to read and catch up. You're allowed to hear up to 49.9% of the Megillah, Balpeh, even from a Chumash. If you miss a word or for whatever reason the person is afraid, if it happens that you're going to miss something, you should have a Chumash. If you have a Megillah and you don't know how to say the words, then you're going to mispronounce them and you're going to have a problem. Now, secondly, an important halacha. If you walk in late to Mikra Megillah, sometimes a person walks out, comes back in, and he misses the beginning of Mikra Megillah. So I had one year, and since then I announced this to shul every year, somebody who listened to the whole Megillah, and then he made up the few psukim he missed. Karasi Rugim Layatsa, the Megillah has to be read in order. What you do if you walk in late is you start, you take a Megillah, you make the three brachas, and you read the Megillah and you catch up to the Balkaira. You have plenty of time. You're up to 49%. You can let yourself. So you read it, you catch up to the Balkaira, and then you listen to him. From Chumash, yeah. Now, the halacha is, l'chatchila, that a person has to read the Megillah, sheyishma la'aznai. It's not enough to mouth the words. It has to be in a voice that you could hear. Now, you don't have to be able to hear it if it's noisy. But it means if it would be a quiet room, you'd be able to hear it. So you have to at least whisper the words. You don't want to bother other people. You have to turn your back to the people, face the wall, and catch up in Mikra Megillah up until where they are. One more thing that people make mistakes with is when you're laying not with a minyan, in Chidus, you're laying for women, you don't make the bracha la'achrav. The bracha la'achrav is only the tzibur. That bracha you only make the tzibur. You read this side by night, side by day. There's no mitzvah mikra. There's no bracha of rav sriveinu. So these are some of the mistakes that people make. Beyond that, I think you all know to be mekayim mishlach moras matan aslav yayin matzah shekel all the mitzvahs hayayim, and certainly lipsume to be mesameach on Purim. I will tell you, you know, l'chatchila, it's better tomorrow to have the Suda before Chatzais, on Erev Shabbos. But in many homes, there's a lot of pressure, especially when they have children, they have to be brought to Moriz and Rebbein. And for that reason, I tell people, Mishnah Berurah says, he says, I am Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim says that you're allowed to have the Suda until Smichik Tana, which is about 4 o'clock. So a person's allowed to have the Suda later, and if the home you're in, they plan to have it later, don't make a fuss over it, because it's muti either way. If you want to be a machmir, so eat the suda later, and don't eat a suda gedayla, eat just the normal suda. Don't eat a lot. If you want to be a machmir, do it that way. but they shouldn't be.
What?
It's not Lamaisa. Lamaisa to have the Suda into Shabbos. No, you have a 6-hour Suda, a 4-hour Suda into Shabbos. I don't think you have to finish the meal by 4, you have to stop. But then the Shabbos comes, it's Shadi, you know, you spread out the thing in a Kiddush. So it's not Halacha Lamaisa. There are a few reasons. One of the reasons not Halacha Lamaisa is a Machlaikis if you have to make a Dua Maitzi afterwards. So what are you going to do? You're going to do it, and then what are you going to do about the Maitzi? You can't eat anyway, so you might as well bench. So there's no person out there. Okay, Al Kapalim, Simchas Purim. I hope to see you all this evening.